Hello and welcome to today's podcast. In case you missed it, it's just stuff that maybe we said during the show or did that you might have missed. I mean, this is more of a public service for you.
Hear it again and hear it.
We talked this morning about somebody is making spinach ice cream.
Said spinach.
Hey, look, ice cream, you can put anything into ice cream. That doesn't mean you should put anything into ice cream.
No.
There's an ice cream shop in New York and Los Angeles called Van Leeuwen Ice Cream.
Van Leeuwen?
Van Leeuwen.
Sounds fancy.
Yeah, it is fancy. They just launched a new spinach ice cream.
Did you say spinach?
Yeah, it's in honor of Popeye's 90th birthday. I do love me some Popeye. That's one of my favorite cartoons as a kid.
Popeye, but dang, I didn't know Popeye was 90 years old. Oh, Popeye's getting older.
That's my impersonation of Popeye singing as he's walking.
Oh, how's Glavelle?
You got a great Popeye.
That's the best I got right there.
How long have you been? I never knew you could Popeye like that.
Oh, I randomly break into Popeye. I'm surprised I haven't.
I've been. Heck, I went to high school with you, and I never heard Popeye like that before.
That's the best impersonation I can do.
But the part that scares me with him being 90, and now they've come out with like his own flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
If everyone hits their 90 and they get their own flavor of ice cream.
Yeah.
What if like Metamucil maker, or something, these.
Yeah, that'll be soft serve. There are real life people in the world who want Danny DeVito to be the next Wolverine. And I applaud that.
Weird.
Everybody being a little off their rocker would be a boring, boring world we live in.
I agree.
And so a bunch of people have decided to start some sort of petition.
And this is one I could sign.
And this is a real thing, too. That they want. They're starting a petition for Danny DeVito to be the next Wolverine.
Now that's a twisted mind, and I like it. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be great.
Which got us to thinking of fun roles.
Yeah,
that
let's
you
do
could
this
take
for everything.
Other people and put them in.
Yeah, what you got?
Well, I thank you, Jason, for this, Jim. Sean Connery is Uncle Jesse.
Come on, boys. We've got to run the moonshine and get past Boss Hogg. Don't let Enos stop you. I'm Sean Connery, Uncle Jesse.
He's born Uncle Jesse, if you really listen to it that way.
Right, yeah.
Peter Dinklage is Thor.
Daisy, put some pants on, Sean Connery.
Peter Dinklage is Thor. I mean, Chris Hemsworth.
I don't mean to laugh.
Ladies, you're welcome. Betty White as Pam Anderson's character on the new Baywatch.
Well, that's something you wouldn't want to see in slow-mo.
Seth Rogen in the next Magic Mike movie. Less is more. And the last one here,
yeah.
Drew Carey in the next 50 Shades of Grey. Because you watched The Family Feud.
Yeah.
And
well, Price is Right.
Oh, does he do that one, too?
No, just that one.
Oh, dang.
That's Steve Harvey on Family Feud.
My bad.
Caitlin sent in a question for Tony for today's Ask Tony.
Appreciate you, Caitlin.
Basically, Caitlin's getting married. Her bridesmaids need to lose a little weight, she said, to fit in these certain dresses. So she wants to put them on a diet. She wants to know if that'd be okay.
Good luck with that.
It's not, Caitlin. It's not okay. But here's Tony's answer to you.
Dear Caitlin, first off, congratulations on getting married. Caitlin, you're young, obviously perfect in every way. But here's some things you may not know. People, especially young females, don't really like being told they're fat. Cats don't like pieces of tape stuck to their butt. Cops and all good don't like speeders. Oh, my, here it is again. Don't tell girls they're fat. Well, hey, Caitlin, here's an idea. Instead of hurting their feelings and asking them to go on a diet, how about you send them to the Golden Corral 3 times a day? fatten them up till no dress will fit them, and then just think of how skinny you're going to look up there next to them then. Love, Tony.
Had a brand new word of the day for you today.
There it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Fin is what fish say when they are playing paper, rock, scissors. Fin.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
The best country lyric never written.
George Strait wants it.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He was freezing, the water was cool, so he decided to pee in the pool.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. 29-year-old Frank Baez, I think is how you say his name. Okay. Frank Baez moved to New York from the Dominican Republic when he was 15, barely spoke any English. But he managed to land a job at as a janitor at NYU's nursing school to support his family.
Wow, way to go, Frank.
All right, so that's good.
He's a hard worker.
Now listen.
Okay.
The janitor job got him interested in medicine, so he applied for another job as a patient transporter, wheeling people around for tests and surgeries, and he was great with patients.
Yeah.
He eventually left that job, though, to get his bachelor's degree at Hunter College and was the first person in his family to ever graduate.
Wow.
But he knew he wanted to work in healthcare, so after that, he applied to NYU, the same school where he worked as a janitor, and on Monday, he got his nursing degree.
Way to go, Frank.
He finished with a 3.6 GPA from an accelerated program that allowed him to graduate in 15 months.
God.
He's already set his next goal to become a critical care nurse in the ICU. He says none of it's been easy for him. He just works hard and refuses to give up.
Wow. Young man, just got here. Didn't know even our language.
Yeah, had to totally assimilate to what we were doing. And then, on top of that, I mean, what a great to set a goal and go get it. That's the real good.
Dream.
And that is the American dream. So that's really cool.
Frank.
Way to go, Frank. You are real good. All right, that's it for the podcast today. Thank you guys so much for listening to it. We really do appreciate it. Be sure to tell your friends about it. And thanks for listening to In Case You Missed It.